Lesson 3. Using sound as a portal into stillness.
Like this, maybe you'd rather be somewhere else. If the weather weren't so wonderful, I would be happy to be here in this now, but it's so nice out there. There was a Zen master walking with one of his disciples out in the country, and they sat down under a tree, and the disciple didn't quite get it yet what Zen is. He'd only been there for 6 years. So the master was sitting there just being, watching, listening. And the disciple was thinking. And then he said, "Master, I've been thinking, how do I enter Zen?" The question means, how do I enter the state of consciousness that is Zen? And there was a long silence before the master said anything. And then the master raised his finger and said, "Can you hear the sound of that mountain stream?" And the disciple said, he at first couldn't hear anything, and then, "Yes, I can hear it." Suddenly he heard the distant mountain stream. And Master said, "Enter Zen from there." "Oh. Okay." And for just a little while the disciple was there, attentive, alert, listening. And then, a few minutes later, the face of the disciple changed again from the openness to, "Master, I've been thinking, now what if I had said, 'No, I can't hear the mountain stream'? What would you have said then?" And the master raised his finger again and said, "Disciple, yes, enter Zen from there." So it's the mountain stream is beautiful. More beautiful and deeper is the state of consciousness. If he hadn't heard the mountain stream, it would have been the same. He would have been in the state of alert attention and might have said, "I can hear nothing." And the master says, "Enter Zen from there." So here, I take this as a little signpost, teaching story, for you also to work with sound here, because there are beautiful sounds here in this place.